Yesterday we had a istagosti with all the members of New Rotterdam, and it was about the upcoming Prabhupada Marathon. Prabhupada Marathon for Hungarian Yatra will begin 2 weeks coming Monday, which means on the Hare Krishna. Monday is, I think it means the 24th or 25th. And, however, the devotees in New Rotterdam, they sort of have like a warm-up marathon. And the marathon will go until the 30th of December. They have a warm-up marathon because for the most part, they're either taking care of cows, working on agriculture, taking care of grass, doing deity worship, and other non-book distribution services. So they need to sort of get into the groove, and although many of them have been Sanctan devotees in the past, but everyone knows that if you start doing book distribution, then it takes a little while to sort of get the hang of it again. And so they're leaving Monday, and as usual, they'll be checking in with me or writing me. Particularly, I'll be speaking with them. Devotees will be phoning in every evening, and I spoke a little yesterday about this year's motto for the marathon, at least my motto for the marathon. Sarva sukhino bhavantu. May everyone be happy. We're certainly living in a time when people are more than just unhappy. People are always unhappy, but particularly with the financial situation, where many people are out of work, where people are having difficulty in just having the basic necessities of life, of eating and so on, that happiness is, unhappiness is even more and more on the increase. And of course, what's the best thing that you can give people who are unhappy? You give them happiness. And where does happiness come from? Happiness comes from being receiving transcendental knowledge, getting a solution to the problems of life, birth, death, old age, and disease. And that happiness and that message of happiness, of transcendental knowledge, is present within Srila Prabhupada's books. Therefore, on at this time, our motto shall be, let's make people happy. Let's really give them transcendental knowledge, something that they really need, something that they really want, although they may not think that they want it, but actually they do want it. Everyone wants it. Why? Because anandamaya vyasat, it's the nature of the soul. Everyone is looking for real happiness, and Srila Prabhupada's books teach people how to be happy. We as devotees, Krishna conscious, members of the Krishna consciousness movement, our business is to give to others, and this is what we're meant to be giving. When we go out on book distribution, sometimes people say, well, why are you asking people for money? Why don't you give it for free? Well, it's very obvious why you don't give it for free, because the books cost us money to print. The transcendental knowledge within the books, that's for free. We're not charging for that, but we're just charging for the cost of printing and cover the cost of what it costs us to actually distribute those books. So, and what we're giving, we actually can't really repay. If we ask people to actually cover the cost of the knowledge within the books how who's got enough money. Neither Steve Jobs or Bill Gates has enough money to even cover one page of the Bhagavad Gita, what to speak of the entire text itself or Srimad Bhagavatam. We're giving, we're giving the route to happiness, and it's a activity that we all need to really participate in. I'm hoping that I can also go out between my foreseeable marathon that I'm going to be doing in December for finishing the artwork and layout and everything else that comes along with Navabraja Mahima. I'd also like to go out just to remember that, yes, our business is to give. Because when we don't practice giving, then our natural condition, nature, makes us takers. We want to take. We expect things from others. What's Krishna giving me? What's the Krishna Consciousness Movement doing for me? Rather than remembering that, no, I'm here to actually give. And I join to give to others. And by giving to others, that automatically, Yoga Kshema Bahami Aham, Krishna takes care of us. And this is a opportunity for those of us who aren't engaged in this type of activity throughout the year of giving transcendental knowledge to others, of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, to go out for the month, to go out for a week, to go out a day a week, to go out sometime and get a reality check. It gives us a reality check as to where we really are in Krishna consciousness, that we remember what the good old days were like, what the mission of the Krishna Consciousness Movement is, and by so doing, by doing that, then we can really ensure that we're sort of back on course, or if we're on course, that our course is even further solidified, that we're doing what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada really wanted us. And a new phrase that I picked up from my editors, truth be told, there's really nothing like Srila Prabhupada's books out there anywhere. It's maybe a fact that there may be people who are chanting Hare Krishna, but now I'm talking about sort of those professional bhajaneers who are making a living out of chanting. But their faith is not in the holy name. They don't have pure faith in the holy name. They're not surrendering to Lord Chaitanya. They're not surrendering to Krishna. They're not becoming devotees. Their idea is not to really give, but it's to take. They just figured out that there's a way of taking by chanting Hare Krishna. But our Krishna consciousness movement is that we're giving, and by chanting Hare Krishna, we want to give to others, and we truly are giving them such a valuable transcendental commodity, which has no equal, knowledge of that I'm not this, of who we are, that I'm not this material body, that I'm spirit soul, an extraordinary knowledge that God exists, and that he's a person. He's a supreme personality of Godhead. Super extraordinary. What to speak of the fact that God plays, and that he's a cowherd boy, and that he tends cows. Inconceivably extraordinary. But all of these things are available to anyone in this day and age if they just lend an ear somehow or another. They just take advantage of that opportunity that they got of actually meeting with devotees. So it's our initiative that really counts. Yes, people become fortunate by coming in contact with Vaishnavas, but it requires the initiative of Vaishnavas to go out and give their association to others, and through their association, Srila Prabhupada's books, that really makes other people fortunate, that places other people in this category of good fortune. Otherwise, they remain unfortunate. We became fortunate, So in the same way that we became fortunate, we should make others fortunate. Let's do good to others. Let's not just wallow in the bliss of practicing Krishna consciousness, which is certainly a very attractive thing. But let's stay on the razor's edge. Keep out of our comfort zone. This is sort of a natural tendency of staying in our comfort zone. We, in due course of time, in Krishna consciousness and spiritual life, work out also a sort of a niche, a service where we're very comfortable, and we don't really want to upset the boat. It's very nice in the way that we've worked out how we can comfortably continue on in our Krishna conscious life. But it's better to get out of that comfort zone, to continually get out of that comfort zone. Because when we're out of that comfort zone, then we find ourselves always challenged to surrender to doing things that are the most pleasing to Krishna. Being in that comfort zone, we tend to risk trying to enjoy the benefits of devotional service rather than necessarily being alert to the challenges that Krishna is calling us to. And here is the challenge of the Prabhupada Marathon. We called it the Christmas Marathon for many years until, you know, it sort of dawned on us that why Christmas? Perhaps it's an opportunity that we're taking advantage of, but it's actually the Prabhupada Marathon, because it's distributing Prabhupada's books, and we're planning to please Srila Prabhupada. So let's do this. We have so many other things, so many other services, but here's the opportunity to make other people happy, get out of our comfort zone, become specially recognized by Krishna, and get a little reality check, get a little perspective on what direction we've been going on during the year in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Transcendental Book Distribution. Ki Jai.